credit card debt. It's a killer and really bad because interest rates are going through the roof. Paula Anderson from Neighbors Credit Union joins us to talk about how we can get our credit card debt under control. Good morning, Paula Anderson.
Good morning.
How are things at Neighbors?
They're wonderful.
By the way, I talk about customer service. It was fantastic. So
glad
it was
to
wonderful.
Hear it.
Thank
glad
you very
to
much.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
All right, let's talk about credit cards. What do we need to know? What can we do?
So, credit card, yeah, right?
Yes.
Right? So, you know, it's the beginning of the year. Like you said earlier, people are making New Year's resolutions. And, you know, we really can't swear off credit cards. That would really be unrealistic.
Sure.
But there's some simple steps you can take if you're planning to pay off balances this year. So, if you're like the average consumer, maybe you've got 3-4 accounts and you've got balance spread across them.
Right.
First step, get organized. List all the cards you own. Just, you know, this month as the statements come in or you go online,
sure.
you know, to look at them, list the cards, list the balances you own.
Mm-hmm.
And then take that step a further and the balance you own by interest rate. So you've maybe got 4 cards,
right.
some bank cards, some, you know, retailer cards, big box store cards, whatever. Write them all down.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know. Now you're going to have, you know, a little plan of attack, which will lead you to step 2, which is to pay attention to which balances are fixed rates and which balances have variable rates.
Does that say it on the statements?
It should, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You might have a little V for variable. You know, and obviously the majority of credit cards are variable rates.
Yeah.
It's prime plus something.
Right.
So, you know, we all know prime has gone up
yeah.
7 times or so since
right,
last
right, right.
March.
But, I mean, you're paying 18, 19, 20% yeah. on monies.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And a year ago, you might have only been paying 12.
Right.
You know, so it incrementally creeped up. You know, they don't. Card issuers that have variable rate cards don't have to send you an alert. Hey, you know, we're moving it up. It's just moving up.
Right.
So that credit has gotten incrementally more expensive.
All right. Once you do that, then you have a plan of attack. Then you probably want to pay off the highest interest first.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So you may have your list now, and you're going to see, hey, on card number 1, I've got X number of balances at this high rate. Card number 2, this. So there's really 2 approaches. If you are somebody that gets motivated by a quick win, you might just say, hey, you know, this card over here just has a small balance. I can knock this out in 2 months or 3
right.
months. And that's going to get you motivated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because unfortunately, you might have some of your largest balances at your highest rate that might take 10, 12 months to pay off.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So look internally. What's going to keep you motivated? If you're really motivated by saving money, obviously paying off the balances with the highest interest rate.
Right. Also, I've done this where bite the bullet.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to live like a pauper for this month and do 3 or 4 months, pay the chunk down
right.
and then be done with it.
Right. Right.
Because once the months pass, then you're fine.
Right.
But living with this cloud over your head the whole time is,
yeah.
is annoying.
It's crazy.
Let's talk balance transfers, debt consolidation loans.
Yeah. So
good,
that's
bad. What do you think?
You know what? That's another alternative. So no matter what you do, if you're attacking them and you say, you know, I would be benefit from putting them all together in one place. There are debt consolidation loans, personal loans.
Right.
And they may or may not be at a lower rate, so you'll want to check that out. And depending on what you're doing to manage your credit score, if you're saying, hey, I'm going to be buying a house in, you know, 12 months or this, I want to manage it, you may not want the extra credit.
Right.
Because keep in mind, once you pay off that credit card, doesn't mean you want to close the credit card.
You just want to bring it to zero.
Right. Because your credit score is based off, there, a couple of the factors are the longevity of your credit. So maybe you've had that big box card for 10 years.
Right.
You don't want to close it because that shows some tenure to your credit.
Right.
But you also have what they call utilization score. So you add up all of those cards and maybe you have $40,000 worth of credit available to you.
Right.
And your utilization is at like 30%. Well, now if you close a card, now you only have 30%. $30,000, and now your utilization goes up to 40%.
So you want to keep the card, just not use the card.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, what about like balance transfer fees? Because some of these, you need to be careful because the fees could get pretty high even though they're paying 0% interest.
Correct. Correct. You got to really read the rules. They're all credit card offers, all credit cards. They all have what we call lovingly the Schumer box. So every card, and that's named after Senator Chuck Schumer.
Right.
but it's there for a purpose. So the consumer can compare this credit card offer to this credit card offer.
Okay.
And whether it's a balance transfer at, you know, this many months, at this rate, whether it's 0 or 3.99 or 4.99, you know, but then you'll know it's 6 months or 9 months or 12 months.
Right.
But it also has to record on there the fee. So if there's zero balance transfer fee or if it's a 1% balance transfer fee. So you can
compare apples to apples.
Correct.
You also need to be careful. Some of these big box stores will say, hey, 12 months, 0% financing.
Right.
Because that's great. I don't have to worry about it. You got to pay the minimum. But if you don't pay it off in the 12 months, doesn't the interest revert back to the day you took it out of the store?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's another thing to pay attention to when you're deciding whether you're going to pay the minimum, whether you're going to pay a little more or what have you, is really pay attention to paying on time.
Yeah.
So if you look at that lovely Schumer box, you will also see penalty APRs. So if, let's just say you go 2 months without paying on time, you know, a little bit past, whatever, cards can kick in penalty APRs, which are typically significantly higher.
Right, right, right.
And then they'll leave it at that rate for, 4 months, 6 months, till you've paid 4 or 6 months on time.
Yeah.
And then it'll revert back. So you might be doing your best, to pay off things, and you get stopped with something like that, and then
they're giving you free interest because they're making it up on the people who miss a payment or two.
Right.
So you need to, you're using their money, great, but you better make sure you pay it. The other thing too about paying bills, I got in this conversation with somebody. When I get a bill, I automatically pay it.
Yeah,
that
I like
day,
doing that too.
That time. People put it off on the desk and wait till the end of the month. No. I pay it right at the beginning.
Yeah. Or set up for auto pay.
Yeah.
You know, most credit cards, you can choose whether you want to pay the minimum, whether you want to pay a set dollar amount. So maybe your minimum's $35, but you know you're paying $100 to a
credit
account.
So
you can set amount, or you can say auto pay the full amount.
You know,
you just got to make sure you've got that money in the account.
How are things going over at Neighbors?
They're good. They're good.
All good?
Yeah.
Those CD rates, you got any CD?
We do. We've got 4.15 APY for 13 months.
Right.
Really nice.
Nice
really
deal.
Good.
Yeah. And how are the smart accounts going?
They're wonderful.
Right.
Don't you
wish somebody would have opened up a smart account for you 30 years ago, 40 years ago, something, right?
Right. Isn't that the truth?
What were they doing 40 years ago? Where was Neighbors Credit Union 40 years ago?
Right.
But it's such a great way because the kids today who get that smart account, right, they're going to be loving it for 20, 30, 40 years, it's going to be paying back the benefits.
And the kids can actually look at their accounts online through the app. So, it's great.
9 area locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. NeighborsCU.org. NeighborsCU.org. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Take care of that ankle.